Welcome to Cocktails and Canoes.
That's right, the podcast for two best friends with many opinions talk about sport that we both love.
We're Kel and Will. Hey, how's it going?
You're a panda tonight.
I'm going to go back to my...
It's, for the people who can actually see the video. Speaking of which, you're the Hamburglar. What are you doing?
Okay. Well, I've been waiting, so I've just been doing my thing.
Yeah, you've been waiting, anyway. Huh? We don't rub it in there.
Just kidding. Well, I don't see it at all.
Since I know, because I'm going to my prepared statement. Hang on. My brain's a little fuzzy. I'm thinking it's the Rona.
Ooh. And my brain's a little fuzzy, and I think it's the Petite Syrah that I'm drinking from Langtree Farms.
Yeah, I'm on the Longboard Lager double dose ibuprofen PMs. I think it's a good combo.
Oh, wow. Okay, yes. Read your statement.
Quote, I'd like to take this time to apologize to the paddlers on Instagram that have been subjected to Brent Campbell's relentless posts about being the champion of January. I'm better than this, and losing to him hurts more than what words can describe. I will be better in my future, and I'm sorry to any juniors I may have let down. This is a learning moment for me and the state of California. Again, I sincerely apologize for losing to Brent. Prepared statement. I had management look it over, and it's the best we got right now. And then to top it off, I get horrifically sick. So not only was my head really in the dumps, now my body is.
Now your body is.
And it just sucks all the way around.
Man.
He's
probably going to beat you this weekend by just showing up.
Oh, no. I've seen the boat he's going to race. I could just float.
The Timmy Shimmy.
I could just float through the course, and I think I got him.
And there goes Brent on the Timmy Shimmy. But yeah, this weekend, the first V1 race. But before we get into that, maybe we should dive into a little bit of Hano Hano. We can start with short course.
I thought we just covered it.
So, that's all we're going to do.
No.
We don't want to talk about it anymore?
This has got to be, I mean, we'd have to ask Dan, but it's got to be the biggest one they've ever done, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
At least, well, for a few years, obviously. But
right.
I mean, geez Louise, it was
387 people finished the short course.
How many?
387.
I thought there was more than that.
Well, I mean, they had more on the start list, but they had 437 on the start list, but maybe people.
Well, 387 boats.
That crossed. That's 387 entries were recorded on the results.
Right. But that's not people, right? Because it could have been two mans.
Correct.
Three mans. So it was like, I think it was like 600 or 700 people, I think.
It's a huge amount of people.
Yeah.
And that small little cove to start.
Yeah. Good parking, though, got to say.
If you get there early enough. I got there early enough.
True. You were late.
I was really upset. We were okay. Thank you for pointing that out.
That's another topic.
My insecurities of time.
Sorry. You can blame Bruce. That was, I mean, man, they know how to put it together.
They do. Talk to me about the Big Island guys who came over.
Yeah, so we had a whole variety.
You're stressed, man. It was like
stressed.
It was like
about. I had Bruce bored. Was taking care of Finn.
Oh, she was. That drilled some core memories into me.
Butt naked by 7 a.m. in the morning.
I literally had to come up to you and interrupt your conversation and ask for your daughter's bathing suit bottoms
in the water. chasing seagulls as happy as could be. And daddy was just, you know, I put my faith in your baby's daddy.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he did all right. I got reprimanded once
by him for what?
What was his, language? What did he say? I think it was something along the lines of she's a savage. She's a savage.
She's a savage.
She doesn't care.
She degaffs. That's literally all he said all day. What? He would be walking down the beach with Finn carrying 5-gallon buckets, and Finn would be putting rocks in the 5-gallon buckets that were already filled with water. And Bruce is like, he's like yelling, she doesn't give a fuck. She does not give a fuck.
Yeah, no, she just wants to make your day the most fun. So she had a blast. Stressed? No, I wasn't stressed. I always seemed stressed, but I was a little stressed. I was pretty stressed.
You're pretty stressed,
It was, man, it was, but it was great. You know, similar to how Sam raised us on the junior team, this was a whole group of what, there was 7 kids ranging from ages 12 to the oldest. Avon, I don't think he counted in the 7. I think the oldest junior was, I want to say 17 or 18.
Yeah.
Bubba, I think he was the oldest, but then Avon was with them, and his dad, Charlie, and Bubba's dad, Nathan, senior, and both moms, they came over with this whole group of these Big Island junior kids, and they ran a tight ship.
Really?
It was excellent. Showed up the day before to meet them to go for a paddle. Every single kid there puts their hands on, tries to help, and is helpful.
Yeah.
Not the fake helping.
Which we're used to.
Get back in, they bag it all up, they put boats on the trailer in the order that I requested.
Yes.
And man,
which is important. People don't get that. Can we tangent on that real quick? Because the one thing I try to get people to understand, like, is that
stocking a shelf.
You just can't put your boat on the trailer and walk away. Like sometimes you gotta put your boat on the trailer and then you gotta move it. Because you put it in the wrong spot because you didn't listen.
There's an order of operations to be followed, and everyone's different.
Right? Velaris can't go next to Velaris. Two man's on top. V1s can't go in the second or the first row.
No Velaris on my trailer, but
anyway.
But man, I cannot thank those guys enough for all the help that they were. They didn't just show up and expect
the princess
the red carpet, you know. They acted like they lived here. It was great. Awesome. They were a really good group of kids. We got one of the young guns. I don't know if this is like supposed to be a secret or not. I can't
doesn't Ooh, but matter. Tell it.
He is going to attempt to break what we think is Wyatt's record. Oh, remember young Wyatt?
Yes, who we had on.
Of course.
Yes. The guy who thought Zoom was only for school. Awesome.
Yeah, that's him. That was a fun episode. Yeah, that made us feel good. He's going to go. He wants to go for it. He's going to try to cross Kaivi Channel.
All right.
By when he's 13, but I don't know. He's claiming he's got it calculated out to where he would technically be younger. By a couple weeks or something.
Okay.
He's motivated.
Okay.
His kid's got some spunk, man.
Right. And but, their club hosts the Valentine's relay, right? The Valentine's race on the Big Island. Hugo's Valentine.
That I actually don't know.
I think they do because we just donated some stuff to it.
I do know that they're going to have a first, annual, they're the first time they're going to be running a 3-stage race similar to Koh Anui.
Talk to me.
All over on the Big Island.
Oh.
Yeah. So that I wish I did more research, but if you look it up online, listeners, if you're interested in going to the Big Island for a 3-stage race.
When is it?
I believe it's in March or April.
Okay.
And it's, going to be the first time they've run it, but they know what they're doing over there. So it'll be just fine. And if you actually are interested and you don't have no idea what to do, contact one of us and we will direct you to the person.
Yes, we will. Once we learn
about those, love those multi-stage races when you're traveling.
It is nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we, we don't really have a multi-stage race here.
Well, we have a multi-race series coming up.
True. Well, there's two races on Saturday because there's the medium course and the sprint, 500 meter sprint.
Right.
So I guess that's a multi-stage.
That's good.
But you know what? I don't want to take away from the Honohono long course just yet. So do you want to get into that? And we could discuss your race, maybe stroke for stroke. Uh-huh. At what point were you ever ahead of Brent? He was.
Uh-huh.
Let me grab my wine. Hold on. So you were in fact ahead of Brent.
You're going to need to grab an ice pack in a second if you keep this up.
So we're confirming at one point you were ahead of Brent. Okay, guys.
I'm going to throw this phone.
Okay. So hard that it hurts me in Costa Mesa.
So hard that it hurts your eyes. Oh, geez. Okay, let's bring it back.
Today on also on Instagram, Danny called you out for wake riding.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh.
Yeah, that he didn't see. He must have forgot that moment he got behind the double ski.
So there was just a lot of stuff going on during the long course.
Did he really?
Well,
cheating.
Go to his
you
Instagram.
You know what? I have a theory here.
I'm listening.
Hot take.
Got it.
I think he took a dive. I think Dan took a dive.
I like got off the boat?
That you, team Pua people, had here a little meeting because there's a little bit of wind. Not a lot, but a little bit of wind. Enough to make you wonder. Enough to make you think, maybe I should take a surf rudder. Maybe I should take a surf rudder. It's not often over here that you have to do that, but it made you think, is it worth catching the kelp potentially?
Okay.
Or is it worth surfing some for two legs out of the three, you may actually get some action in the surf. And I was advised
by who?
See what your competition's doing.
Okay.
Okay. Doesn't matter by who. All right.
Doesn't matter. Okay.
See what your competition's doing. So I went and looked at Danny's boat because I assumed he's the competition.
Right.
All right. Neglected to look at Brent. I will be looking at what he uses next time.
Which would be a shimmy timmy.
I saw a big surf rudder. I mean, I'm talking the big bomber surf rudder on Danny's boat. And I went, all right, I'm going to use the midwater rudder. I'm going to go surf style rudder, but not the huge one. Okay.
Right.
I think this is a good compromise.
Okay.
All the while, sneaky little Campbell over there goes out there with the weed rudder.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who doesn't catch the kelp?
Brent?
Sneaky little Campbell.
Brent Campbell.
Yes.
Brent Campbell.
And he gets the rudder. Yes. And he gets to take the victory. And I think it was talked about when you guys had your little meeting beforehand where you all had jackets with your names on them.
about a statement.
Looked like a cult meeting going on. You created this little, you know, let's just pull one over on Will over
it
here.
It just happened.
Yes.
Oh, did you want to talk to Bruce about it?
It just happened. What? It just happened?
No, I mean, the jackets just happened. I didn't mean
it
to all be the same day.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I got another theory about those.
Yeah.
But
Babe, we're talking about Will and how he lost to Brent.
Ooh.
Mm.
Pretty soon, huh?
Yeah.
Thanks, kid.
Yeah, he says thanks. He says thanks.
What?
Thank you. He says thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, don't worry, Daddy Daycare. Honohono is a success.
Can you hear me? Yeah, you should speak louder so Schnoodline can hear you. So,
Team Toby, Team Woody, Team Finn, and then Team Piper all by herself.
Yeah, because no one wants Coach Baby.
Oh, and then Noah, Rami's
team. And Maya.
Yeah,
don't forget Brent's child.
Oh, Brent's child. We almost forgot him on the finish line, but let alone his child.
She got soaked like 10 minutes of her being on the beach.
Maya?
So...
oh no, that was her second time getting soaked. My daughter, Finn.
No, he's talking about Maya and Morena.
On her right away because she was.
Oh, so Morena got her child out of the water right away. Did you hear
see
that?
What
Will
you're doing with this?
Although Will forgot to put on pants for Finn, so she was naked for like 3/4 of the day.
This is one of my least favorite episodes. The pile on Will episode.
The pile on Will. But
thanks, babe. All right, we'll see you later.
Yeah, we're good. It was pretty exciting to see Brent cross the finish line. Now, we were all very surprised, to be honest.
Oh my god, I wouldn't have been though if you saw him paddling. Yeah. He
we're very surprised. Johnny was like, "Oh, that's Tristan. It's like that's a Maui guy. It's one of Kai's guys." I'm like, and then I think Brent was
told
like,
Brent he didn't know who he was. Beach.
And they're gonna go, "Oh, that's Brent." Like, "Oh, bruh." Johnny was like super surprised.
But we just weren't, I don't know.
Something was to happen. Something was to happen to Danny's letter. Okay.
Jesus. It's more ruthless than me.
No, he didn't say that.
Yeah,
it did take us though a minute to realize that it was Brett because we were all
he was dark when he comes.
We couldn't figure it out.
Angle, he looked dark,
like he was just in Brazil,
black on black, and then
I guess he was just in Brazil. He's pretty tan.
And then his beard, but you couldn't tell it was a white dude. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. We're about to get canceled by using colors to identify people.
That's honky.
A cold ass honky out
no,
there.
No, if
the
you
race.
Want, okay. In all seriousness, no, we had a good, clean start. You know, the lead boats did not take off like they did in Oceanside.
That's what I
good
heard.
Good clean start. It was a fun little bump run. Danny and myself were kind of just trading back and forth, and then Brent came into the mix, and then he fell off just a little bit, not a ton. Steve. You know, from Tahiti.
Yeah.
We had two guys. Well, no, three technically. Tuarongo Cowan, even though he lives on Big
there.
Island now. Lono, a good friend of ours from Huahine. His cousin lives over here, Lauren. And Steve Tishikata.
Oh, Steve. Okay.
And talk about top notch. And
yeah.
So when we came to the first turn, you know, was Danny, myself, and Brent and Steve.
In what order? Behind. Was Brent ahead of you at this point?
No, I was still ahead.
Okay.
Then we had the long headwind leg. Brent caught me with about maybe a mile left before we got to that last turn to start the third leg.
Yeah.
And then we made that third turn. I was just a boat length behind him. Danny was just a few boat lengths ahead of us. And then both Brent and I got past Danny because I think he picked up some pretty nasty kelp.
Yeah.
And not to mention he does the short course on a stand-up. I'm sure
he
that
does.
Doesn't.
Yeah. That does not help.
I know he's used to it, but when you pick up kelp, I mean, nothing's easy. So right. He was kind of in and out of the mix there.
And he jumps off the boat, clears it, gets back in the.
Yeah, he doesn't mess around. And so then Brent and I, we didn't even battle much. He just took off. He was gone. Yeah. He looked really good. He was incredibly smooth.
It must be the supplements.
I think it could be the supplements. You know, all this stuff really is just temporary because we are awaiting the USADA testing to come through. We think TRT.
We're still holding the results. It's pending.
Yeah. I mean, I know Kanaki Kaika thinks that they have drama going on over there with their start lines. And
there's
a bunch of he said, she said things. And it's, you know, but really it's nothing in comparison to the
what we're dealing with here.
Amount of blatant drug use that we have running rampant through mainly just one person in the paddling community over here. You know, I think it's a shame because he has a young daughter and, you know, he's really not taking his health into the highest priority. But you know what? He got his win. He is the champion of January.
He is the champion of January. As I said.
And if this is how he wants to do it, I, you know what? Good for him, because it's not going to last long. But I hope he gets the help he needs. And, you know, we'll see how it pans out.
Yeah. And Hal Rosoff, when you all have.
But well, he's still going to be running that high. You know, the TRT doesn't get out of the system that quick. So, I mean,
got it. Okay.
If he does another round like tomorrow, we're going to see some veins popping in that head.
I cannot. This has gone too far. You guys,
what are you talking about?
Not on drugs.
Oh, come on. This would be a. Please don't edit any of this. Please.
We have no time to edit this, Will. It's Thursday night. It's 8:20.
This is why I wait till Thursday.
Literally, this is going on as soon as we finish. Oh,
good. Thank goodness. I can't wait to hear the rumors. I'm going to double down.
All right. So then the race ends. Brent beats you. Everyone celebrates. Brent picks the right equipment. Brent did the training. Brett took the supplements.
Yep. Is that your checklist? Did you get it all?
Brent Campbell for president.
Okay.
Supplements for everybody.
Right. Good thing popular votes don't win.
Ooh. the V1 race this weekend, you guys, we're going to try to live stream it on YouTube on the Newport Aquatic Center YouTube channel. So that'll be posted. You guys can take a look and watch. And be able to be out there, or just come down and watch at NAC. We'll be there. The course will be about 10-ish miles, a little less than 10. It's going to start at NAC.
Right.
Go to around, make a left-hand turn at the Bell Buoy. Go down to Little Corona. Do you want to talk about? All I said was left-hand turn at the Bell Buoy.
No, there's nothing about that. You finish up, and then I have my point to make.
Oh, okay. And then everyone will come back in and finish at NAC. And then we'll do a 500-meter sprint out front. The heats will be made by how you finish the race. So we'll take the first 8 people, heat 1, the second 8 people, heat 2. And so far, probably do 5 heats.
Excellent.
Okay. What's your point?
I know some people are going to show up hoping to do this. And this is not with intent of being mean. Please don't show up thinking you're going to take your rudder off of your OC1.
100% no.
And race. This is not us trying to be overly pretentious. This is because we have plenty of races offered for boats that you can do just about anything you want.
Yep.
To compete in that race. Also,
these boats aren't meant to go. Yes, we do.
There are V1s around. So even if you don't have a boat, you have a fairly decent chance of showing up and finding something. It's not a guarantee.
Yeah.
But you can ask around if you don't have a V1 and find one, even for the next race or the one after that.
Yep.
We can make it happen. Please don't show up and take your rudder off your OC1, because that opens the door for us to now suddenly have 100 people on the starting line with already chaotic starts.
And
make it
your rudder
exponentially worse.
Your ruddered boat wasn't made to go without a rudder.
No. And you can do it, but it's not designed to be the best for that. There are other races that if you really want to do that, you can try.
Go the fuck
for it. But it's a really bad idea. So we know a few people probably are going to show up thinking that. We're not trying to be dicks. This is not the race for that.
It's a V1 race.
Yes.
And I'm pretty freaking excited about it.
Yeah. And the time has come.
The time is here. I better not be sick. Oh. Are you setting your excuses?
No, I'm not. I'm not. Just got a bunch of
kelp
dragging on my ass. Yeah. That'd be an improvement.
And then the Hal Rosoff race, February 11th. It's back-to-back-to-back races. Everyone wants races. Yeah. No one wants to race.
Oh, they all want to race. This is another big turnout.
Yes.
Did we interview Jenny last year?
No, we just talked about, we just talked it ourselves.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
It was an episode where I did the research and like
you. We've been doing this consistently for a year now. I know we started before the pandemic. That didn't really
over
count.
A year. We've been doing this consistently since November of 2021.
Oh wow! All right, it's amazing. We've lost subscribers.
We averaged 54 episodes, or we didn't average. We had a total of 54 episodes last year.
All right. Well, we gotta hustle up here and get some studio space. We've been talking about it. I have not been fully invested.
I know.
Yeah, I know you're aware. Thanks. Well, why don't you just throw some of that money from Big Bucks McGee over there making a quesadilla and get a studio?
That guy back there, the guy that now works at NAC.
Uh-huh.
The guy that quit his job and now works at NAC. Yeah, that guy.
We've all done that at one point in our lives.
Yeah. He already pays for our monthly podcast subscription, so I don't think he's going to pay for our studio space.
And guaranteed he doesn't know that. He'd be livid if he found that out.
100% does not know that.
Yeah, don't tell him. Okay. I think we should cut our losses.
All right. You're doing good. Right. Oh, wait. He's coming over. Oh, shit. All right.
I'm sorry. Pay for the what?
We're not buying
the ice cream.
Are you subscribing?
We're not subscribing to anything.
Everybody wants a subscription. Everybody
it's our OnlyFans.
Ooh, it's our OnlyFans.
Did you guys know that Amazon owns Whole Foods? Why? It used to sell books online, and now they own Whole Foods?
Yeah, man.
I honestly don't know where this conversation is going.
I don't know. I just heard that. It's like, get out of here, Amazon.
Amazon, get out of my grocery store. God. All right. Will, I hope you feel better. I know we're cutting this short.
We're not Whole Foods people, by the way. We're not.
Oh,
we don't go there.
We're Sprouts.
Peter Brothers for life.
All right. You guys have fun.
All right. Bye. Bye.